Opioid Crisis, Leftist Taunts Eric Bulling for Son's Accidental Overdose Death. By Joshua Kaplan on March 22, 2019. Blaze TV host Eric Bulling on Thursday evening released video of a confrontation he had at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. with a crude passerby who mocked his son's death. According to Bulling, he and conservative activist Hayden Williams were at a table in the hotel lobby Wednesday evening when an unidentified man approached the pair and said, "Eric Bulling's son killed himself because he was embarrassed by his dad. It was a drive-by hit on me using the most hateful words a human being can deliver to a grieving father," Bulling of the remark on his program America, adding, "I got up and followed this hateful moron out of the hotel." Eric Chase Bulling, the host's son, died in 2017 of an accidental drug overdose with cocaine, fentanyl and anti-anxiety medication in his system, according to an autopsy report obtained by TMZ. Williams, an employee of the Leadership Institute, recounted the incident in a statement to Breitbart News. "I was in D.C. to attend President Trump's campus free speech executive order ceremony. And Eric had graciously invited me to have dinner with him at Trump International the night before the signing. At some point in the evening, a man walked right up to Eric and said, 'Your son killed himself because he was embarrassed by his father.' Quite frankly, it was one of the most disgusting, despicable things I've ever heard anyone say to another person. I was recently physically attacked at UC Berkeley by a stranger who walked up to me out of nowhere. And I don't want to in any way downplay the seriousness of what takes place on college campuses. But what happened to Eric was in many ways much worse than what I went through there," Williams continued. "Attacking a man's politics by targeting his deceased son is pure evil. People like that want to dehumanize conservatives because they disagree with us. It's unreal and it needs to stop. We're human beings, deserving of empathy and respect, just like them." Bulling released footage of him shouting and directing strong language at the man who made the hurtful remarks, blurring out his face as to not reveal his identity. "I chased him down and yelled whatever comes to the mind of a man who has just been told his son killed himself because of him," said Bulling. "Yep, I used some bad words. Yes, I followed him and yes, I shouted at him. But no, I do not apologize. We're all human beings here," he added. "And some things are just off limits. The drug problem is universal, it should bring us together. Not be used as a tool of hate to the vulnerable," said Bulling. For more information on the opioid crisis, listen here for Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson's Tuesday interview on the issue with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily.